Yesterday, the Senate demonstrated some strong bipartisan consensus, imposing new sanctions on Russia and strengthening the ones already in place. The measures would also make it tougher for President Donald Trump to lift the sanctions on his own. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillich has more. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, John.
So is this specifically in response and in concert with Europe's opposition to the war in Ukraine, or are these sanctions specifically out of some inchoate anger with Russia because of all this mess that's occurred since the election?
Oh, John, those things and more. So the Senate has been itching to crack down on Russia even above current sanctions for years. After the Russian annexation of Crimea and their fomenting of the war in eastern Ukraine in response to Russia's propping up of the Assad regime. And then, of course, the unanimous conclusion by the intelligence community that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election. There's been a dam of frustration built up behind all of these issues. Also add on to that, Senate frustration on both sides of the aisle that President Trump not only has not publicly taken seriously the idea that Russia meddled in the U.S. election and has thrown cold water on the idea and even doubted it into microphones and on Twitter, but has also made moves and signals that he wants to relax sanctions against Russia. That is why the Senate is trying to snatch back some authority from President Trump here. Listen to Chuck Schumer, who was on the Senate floor before a huge bipartisan vote of 97 votes yesterday.
It's particularly significant, Mr. President, that a bipartisan coalition is seeking to reestablish Congress, not the president, as the final arbiter of sanctions relief. Considering that this administration has been too eager, far too eager in my mind, to put sanctions relief on the table. These additional sanctions will send a powerful bipartisan statement that Russia and any other nation who might try to interfere with our elections will be punished.
You'd expect Schumer to say that. What do the high-profile Republicans say about this apparent dispute, serious dispute with the president?
Yeah, well, 97 votes on the Senate floor yesterday. Right. You can see that there's pretty broad support for this. I went to Bob Corker. He's a Trump supporter, of course, but also chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. He says for him, this goes back to the Obama years, too. He just wants to see Congress take authority from the president, any president, he says, on authority on sanctions. And I'll ask you to remember when you listen to Corker here that presidents usually have broad discretion when it comes to sanctions. And this bill says that President Trump cannot relax sanctions against Russia unless Congress approves it first. Listen to Corker.
Look, I'm sorry. As you know, I pushed for congressional review under the last president, and we passed congressional review, if you remember. And so I'm sorry, I'm a congressional review guy. I think for the last 40 years, Congress has ceded way too much authority to the executive branch on foreign policy issues, and this is something that we started pushing back against in the last administration.
So this is really a separation of powers issue, and we're back really right to the center of what was the argument for almost 8 years of the Obama administration.
Well, look, in some ways, it is a separation of powers issue, and Corker is couching it that way. He says, look, I've been trying to do this ever since Obama, so I'm into Congress getting this authority. Certainly, lawmakers in general want the authority, and the White House isn't going to want to lose it, which partly explains why Rex Tillerson has said very little positive about this. And the White House hasn't said they will sign this. Now, here's part of the sweetener. These new Russia sanctions are attached to some new sanctions against Iran that President Trump probably would want to sign. So they have some tough choices coming. And so does the House when they get a hold of this to see if they want to try to weaken this deal in a way that might get President Trump to sign it. The House and Speaker Paul Ryan have said very, very little about this major vote in the Senate and whether they would support it or not. But separation of powers is only one issue. And I want to draw this line a little bit brighter because listen to Jeff Sessions just this week when he was testifying in the Intelligence Committee and was asked about whether before he recused himself in early March from all things Russia at the Justice Department, whether Russian meddling in the U.S. election in 2016 was on his radar as Attorney General.
You received no briefing on the Russian active measures in connection with the 2016 election?
No, I don't believe I ever did.
And so,
no, John, it's that piece of tape that will combine the separation of powers, the old issue between Congresses and presidents, with this new issue of frustration among members of Congress on both sides of the aisle that President Trump, amid the widening and deepening Russia probe, is not taking the actual security threat seriously. And they're trying to force his hand to do it here.
Well, beyond that, it's Trump versus his cabinet. It's Trump versus the Senate in that vote yesterday. We shall see where it goes from here. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
You got it, John.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.